I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
March 20th, the annual marker for the first day of spring in the U.S., is here. Unfortunately, it arrives not a moment too soon, especially for those whose lives revolve around basking not only in the sun, but in the heat of carnival time. Yes, carnival time when city dwellers worldwide forego the donning of everyday attire for, shall we say, something much less, are motivated by the passing of the winter season and the arrival of a warm and welcoming sonic soundscape.
La Cartagena y la Arenosa. Goza.
The history of carnival contains some facts, some myths infused with a few guesses thrown in for good measure. One narrative says the story begins with the Portuguese settlers who, in the early 1600s, colonized Brazil and brought their fun-filled carnival festival with them. Such occasions were stately, with fancy formal dress, laced with all of the elegance associated with the Portuguese colonists' idea of privilege and wealth.
La conocí en la fiesta, en pleno carnaval. Como estaba borracho, salimos a inventar.
Carnivals in the U.S. didn't become prominent until the 1890s, with roots tied to medieval times of Europe, when rural agrarian societies held fairs, commemorations, and festivals in celebration of the harvest. During the 19th century, a good portion of rural areas in North America experienced traveling shows featuring circuses, vaudeville acts, a bit of burlesque, and a magic lantern presentation, known by its Latin name as Lanterna Magica, an early edition of image projection that uses paintings and pictures for entertainment. It is said that the 1893 Chicago World's Fair served as the benchmark for what future traveling carnivals would become. As the story goes, the Carnevale di Venezia, Venice, Italy's carnival, is tagged as the oldest carnival celebration. Except this doesn't reconcile the legacy of those that have existed in the Caribbean, Brazil, Colombia, and New Orleans that are believed to be at least a century older. Legend has it that Caribbean carnivals began in Trinidad and Tobago in the late 18th century, when French settlers supposedly brought the Fat Tuesday masquerade party tradition with them to the islands. Fat Tuesday, the last day of self-induced suffering before Ash Wednesday. A definitive aura of obscurity surrounds the history of carnival with several possible points of origin, from it being in the earliest form a festival in tribute to the new year and reincarnation of Mother Earth. Even Italy's carnival is cited as being connected to the Saturnalian pagan festival of ancient Rome. And then there are carnivals dating back to the late 18th century that have no link to Lent at all, but are pagan-centered in anticipation of the arrival of spring, where mask wearing was and remains a traditional way to hide your face while you do things in public your mother would frown upon. Of course, the brandishing of a festive party mask is historically intended to elevate one's state of social unity, even while its use today is also repurposed as essential to other social norms.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.